Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 69th edition of Festival de Cannes. Today I'm with Ailey Squires, actress in the film by Kate Loach, I, Daniel Blake, screening here in competition. So Ailey, first of all, how did it all start? How did you get involved in the project?
I got involved by my agent called me and said Ken was meeting people for his new film. There's no script, there's no sides, there's nothing to prepare. The usual. I don't actually think I had the premise for the film either. So she just said it would be a kind of 10-15 minute conversation to get to know you. So I went in and met Ken, and it was funny going in the room with him, nerves kind of faded away straight away, and we had a really nice conversation, and Carleen, our casting director, was there. And then I had a call to say he wanted me to go in, and he told me a little bit about Katie, and a very, very small amount about the premise of the film. And he said, I would like you to come back and meet some people who we're looking at for Daniel. And so I went in and I met Dave straight away. And Ken gave us some improvised conversations. And he said, this is where you are. This is what you want to get from each other. Just talk to each other and let's see where it goes. It was very much, he just said, just have a conversation. Let's see where it goes. So we did a couple of those. One was kind of lighter, one was a bit heavier. And then we did a final round of auditions where Dave and I were back together again in Newcastle. And then from there, I found out that I got the call to say that I got the job.
As I was telling you before I started the interview, the film is so emotional, so moving, that you can really relate to everything. How did you prepare for the role, considering that Ken Loach didn't tell you so much about your character, so you had to create your own Katie? Plus, I wanted to know how you prepared to one of the most essential, for me, and effective scenes in the film, which is the one at the food bank when your character is starving.
So the preparation came from... So what I knew once I got the part, what I knew was where Katie began. And Paul and Ken gave me a lot of information into how she ended up in that situation. So she was in a homeless hostel for 2 years, having been the victim of what they call a revenge eviction, where she complained to her private landlord about a leak in the ceiling and she got evicted. So she was with her two children. And then I didn't know any more other than that she gets offered the flat in Newcastle and meets Daniel, and things... Ken put it to me, things get not very nice, you know, things get a little bad for her. In his gentle leading way that he does. And so to prepare, I worked with the UK homeless charity called Shelter, who put me in touch with some women who were similar age to me, similar age to Katie, single mothers, one of whom was living in a homeless hostel, one who had been in a homeless hostel and was now in a flat of her own. And I went and met with them, and they let me in and to their lives, and they spoke to me and let me meet their children and told me the ins and outs of their situations. And I kind of just sat with them and their energy and how they spoke to their children and this kind of battle spirit that they had on a daily basis to get them through their days. And also, I grew up in a working class environment, you know. I still live in a working class environment. I have a mother who's a very hard worker. And no women in the, you know, who could be in these situations. So that's how, you know, that's how the research happened. And then also talking to Paul. Paul helped me a lot. Paul created a backstory, and together we talked about a backstory for Katie. So we had we knew where she'd been, where she was at. So then all we had to shoot, she says, all we had to shoot was where she was going, which I didn't know. And then to prepare for those scenes, I went to the food bank a few days prior to when we did that scene, and I met the people there. And they were all the people that you see in the scene are the people who work there and who use the food bank. So I met with them, which was difficult. I found it really hard going into the food bank because it's stepping into people's private lives. And it's really delicate going into... It makes me a bit emotional thinking about it. It's really delicate going into a food bank because... It's a real loss of dignity for people, and it's also a real place of, it's like a shelter, it's a real haven where you have women and men who work there who are very kind, And then to get the kind of that hunger that we talked about, me and Ken talked about, he was insistent that we didn't do anything extreme like starving myself. But I did go on a kind of semi-fast where sort of 3 days leading up to it, I had a banana and a small bowl of soup and that was it. So that when we came to shooting the scene, there was a hunger. Otherwise, I don't think it would have been possible to portray what needed to be portrayed.
In the scene, you can see that what Dave also pointed out before, that sometimes people feel guilty. I mean, it feels like they think that somehow these things happen to them because they did something wrong. And there's also shame in her crying in the scenes. And sometimes I think she needs to be reminded that she's a victim.
Yeah, yeah. And that she's, and also that she's a victim, and also that she's trying to do her best, you know? That the reason she ends up... I mean, it is a real humiliation, I think, for somebody who is... You know, Katie is... She's just a normal person, you know. This is the point of not a scrounger. You know, she's not a scrounger. She's not a skiver. She's not, you know, those labels that get bandied around by our government and our media. She's not either of those things. She's intelligent. She has a brain, and she's striving to do better for her children. And she's in a situation where she has to take her children to this place and get food for free and ask for food and ask for handouts. And, you know, it's a loss of dignity. It's a loss of dignity. And it's that feeling of, you know, you do feel ashamed because you feel like you should be able to do better. You know, and so there is a feeling of, like you say, a guilt because you take that on. You know, what have I done to get here? And also having to ask, for somebody who has pride, and I think Katie has pride, to have to ask for help is a shameful feeling, I think.
There's a moment in which she tells Daniel, please, don't show me love, because I couldn't bear it, I couldn't stand it. Maybe she needs to disconnect with everything in order to carry on, because that's the only way. I mean, feeling almost less human is her way to carry on and doing those bad things to survive.
I think so. When I found out, because obviously I didn't know what Katie turns to get money, and when I found out... I spoke to Paul, and Paul told me that he'd met a woman who had been in a very, very similar situation. And it's also something that's been covered in the media, in the Guardian newspaper in the UK, that young women in that position, particularly when they have children, it's a way of taking control. It's what Paul said to me. She is caught up in a bureaucratic system, and she is getting pulled from pillar to post. She is being battered, and she's part of a demographic that are... single mothers, young single mothers, particularly of the working class, who are demonised or ignored or just written off by people. And it's her way of taking control, you know? So to say to him, she has to harden. And it's the moment, I think it's the moment where Daisy comes and gets in bed with her. And Ken, to lead me through that, Ken said to me, just look at her, and she says to you, she needs new shoes, you know? And that's her moment where it turns to ice and she has to harden. And so if he shows her love, and it's what Ken continually said to me was, kindness makes her cry. Kindness makes her cry all the way through it. Because it's about compassion. It makes me a bit emotional thinking about it. So that's how I think she gets there, and why she hardens and why she says what she does to Daniel to be able to keep going for our children.
Thank you, Ellie Squires, actress in the film by Ken Loach, I, Daniel Brake, screening in competition at the Festival di Cannes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.